A breakthrough in the treatment of Huntington's disease has given Australian scientists hope that similar techniques could help patients of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and other degenerative brain diseases. Researchers in the UK have used a new drug to silence the gene that causes Huntington's disease. They're hoping the treatment's success will slow the severity of the disease and that further down the track it might even prevent it. Anne Barker reports.
Scientists in London are calling it the biggest breakthrough in 50 years in the treatment of Huntington's disease. Until now, there was virtually nothing they could offer patients with the genetic mutation that causes it. Entire families have seen one relative after another who developed the devastating loss of movement, memory and awareness that are passed down from one generation to the next through a faulty gene, ultimately resulting in death.
When you've got something that's degenerative, you know that every day, you know, the last day was probably better than the next one's going to be.
Peter Allen was one of 46 patients who took part in the groundbreaking study.
And this will feel a little chilly. Are you ready?
Scientists at London's University College injected a new drug into the spine that effectively turned off the corrupt gene that creates a toxic protein that eventually destroys the brain. This gene silencing, as it's known, was found to lower the production of the protein, and lead researcher Professor Sarah Tabrizi is hopeful the treatment will one day stop production altogether.
For the first time, we have the potential, we have the hope of a therapy that one day may slow or prevent Huntington's disease completely.
So far, it's not a cure, and the treatment still requires years more research. But Australian Professor Bryce Vissel, director at the Centre for Neuroscience at Sydney's University of Technology, says it's the start of a new era in the treatment of brain diseases.
We're seeing the first evidence that we can knock this gene down in humans, and we know from decades of experience in animal studies and other studies that knocking this gene down will lead to a reduction in the severity of the disease symptoms and potentially, we don't know yet, but even a reversal of the disease.
It's estimated about 2,000 people have Huntington's disease in Australia, but much more common diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's also involve a build-up of toxic protein in the brain. And Professor Vissel says it's feasible that gene silencing might also be used one day to treat those cases where the disease is caused by a faulty gene.
Now, there are a number of forms of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, and motor neuron disease, for example, where we know specific genes lead to specific disease states, such as Parkinson's. However, not all Parkinson's disease will be able to respond to this treatment. But in those cases of Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, motor neuron disease, and Huntington's disease, where we know there's a specific gene that causes the disease and that gene has been identified, this technology offers the hope of slowing, potentially blocking, and maybe even reversing the disease.
Scientists in the UK are now planning longer trials to gauge the success of the technique and whether it can be used for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and motor neuron disease.
Anne Barker reporting.